Welcome back. I'm your host, Carl. It's that time for strange, weird, wacky, messed up, gross, and questionable news stories from around the world, past and present. Some really fucked up shit. All right. How's everybody doing out there today? Thanks for listening. As always, we're going to talk about some fucked up shit. Let's get to the first things of fucked up shit. This actually comes from a video from YouTube by, I believe they are called All Time Tens. So here we go. And the headline is the 10 weirdest things pulled out of people's butts. What the fuck? Yeah, it happens. More of that later. The 10 weirdest things pulled out of people's butts. Number 10, a potato. Vicar had a potato surgically removed from his rectum. He insisted it wasn't there from a sex act, but that he fell on the potato after climbing up his curtains naked. And he fell on the potato and the potato went in his ass. Okay. Number 9, concrete enema. Ooh, what the fuck? There's a truck pulling up. It says, best anus concrete in town. It pulled up to a butt crack. It's pouring in cement. Apparently, somebody put liquid concrete poured into his rectum for sexual pleasure. When it hardened, doctors avoided surgery by using a catheter to suck out the concrete. Ew, dude, you put cement in your asshole? What the fuck is wrong with you? Number 8, jewelry and marijuana. When police arrested a man for drunk driving, they noticed an abnormality in his body cavity. He had 4 stolen necklaces, 4 bracelets, 11 rings, and a bag of weed in his butt. Holy fuck, dude. 4 necklaces, 4 bracelets, 11 rings, and a bag of weed in his asshole. Wow, that's quite a talent. Number 7. Vibrator up somebody's butt. Well, that's not surprising, but a 50-year-old man died after he lodged a vibrator into his anus for 5 days. He laid on a sofa too embarrassed to get help and eventually died of sepsis. He just like vibrated himself to death for 5 days. What the fuck? That's crazy. Number 6, a gun. A fugitive successfully hid a 10-inch revolver in his rectum and snuck it into a prison. Into a prison? What? Despite many body searches, police only found the gun later in his cell toilet. Wow, he wedged the whole fucking gun up his ass. Crazy. Shooting asshole. A fake doctor gave illegal butt lifts to women using tire sealant, cement mix, and super glue. They went to pumping parties for the toxic butt injections and needed treatment to have it removed. Wow. The guy was putting like toxins into their body. A fake doctor just to get like a Kim Kardashian or fucking Beyonce butt. What the fuck, girls? Number 4, a toothbrush. A woman died after drunkenly falling onto a toothbrush and getting it stuck up her butt. So she drunkenly fell on it. That's possible, but it's possible she was just fucking playing around with it. But it stayed there for 2 years before she died, having it removed in surgery. Oh, wow. Toothbrush killed her because she fell on it and stuck it up her butt. Okay, then. Number 3, a shovel. A man fell off his roof and impaled himself on a shovel. But it was like the handle part. Right in. Oh, ouch. The shovel ripped his perineum, the area between the scrotum and the anus, and it took a huge medical team to dislodge it. Oh my god. I think we used to call that area the Choda when we were younger. Number 2, or even now, $5,000. A woman was hospitalized after trying to remove $5,000 from her anus. She stole the cash from her boyfriend and injured herself, removing it with a toilet brush. She tried lodging all the money out with a toilet brush from her ass that she hid. Oh my god. Number 1, a live eel. A man was hospitalized when a 20-inch live eel got stuck in his anus. He was copying a porno scene when it swam up his intestine, trying to escape. Oh my god. This thing some people do. Like, what the fuck? Oh, man. Alright, so, anyways. I don't know. I don't know if this is the best order I'm going in here right now. But let's get to our first news story. This news story comes from Vice.com. Yeah, I know, right? The things people stick up their anus for pleasure. Not good. Not good at all, folks. Maybe your listeners do that. I don't fucking do that. Nope. Fuck no. I don't even like it when the toilet paper rips, so don't. You're wiping your ass, so do not get the 1-2-ply toilet paper. Even if you don't fucking get the 1 or 2-ply, maybe you get the 3-ply or whatever, still, double up on that shit. So you don't fucking put your finger up your ass. Alright, stop acting like you didn't do it. So, what did we get stuck in our rectums last year? America continues to lead and to innovate. We Americans as people are extremely good at shoving things inside ourselves. We are slightly less good at getting them back out without the aid of trained medical personnel. For a decade, I've been chronicling our country's cavity misadventures, and I've learned several things. First is that it's dangerous to be horny. The sheer number of sex toys removed in emergency rooms is too high to include on this for the most part. Second is that men are far, far stupider than women when it comes to estimating what will fit and what will be retrievable. This is obvious, but it's nice to have the data to back it up. Third is that the human body is a wondrous thing, but the human imagination is even stronger. Now, all these reports are taken from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits, and all descriptions are verbatim. Objects are sorted by something something working out. Anyways, so these are things that were obviously, I guess, personally injected into the bodies one way or another, one hole or another. So let's get to the first hole here. The first hole is the ear. So two wireless earbuds, well, went too far in, whatever, a jewel, a metal piece of shirt, rock salt got into the ear. So these were, wait now, I'm not sure if these were, maybe they, on purpose, maybe all these things. Anyways, patient said she had wax in ear and attempted to remove with tweezers and a piece of string, a juice box straw, a pearl, a wood chip, a microchip, a decorative seashell. Jesus Christ, this stuff, a plastic spider got in your ear. I guess some of these stuff, maybe were little kids, I guess, I don't know, or just people that thought it felt good to put this shit in their ear. Nose, two rare earth magnets, people put magnets up their nose, batteries, button batteries, bath bead, chalk, candy wrapper, googly eye, mothball, sunflower seed. In throat, people had in their throat, caught in their throat in the emergency room last year, they had a fidget spinner, a condom. A condom is probably a few of those in the emergency room. Oh, fuck. Sucking dick with the condom on. And the condom, you just suck the condom right off. So you're fucking choking on it to death. You could fucking probably die from that. I wonder if that's happened. There was somebody choked on a laser pointer, a tape dispenser, a piece of bed. Wow, a fuse, a plastic sword. A stuffed bird. A stuffed bird? What the fuck? A stuffed bird in your throat. That's just fucking weird. About 10 puzzle pieces were found in somebody's throat. Somebody had a necklace in their mouth. They tried to untangle it and they accidentally swallowed it. So a necklace. A glass Christmas tree light. Ice cream cup lid. Okay. Let's get into the exciting part now. People have just accidentally... Well, this must be the more purposeful part for pleasure. People had inserted into their penis. And on a previous episode, I talked about something that was inserted into my penis. But that was for medical purposes. So yeah, that was on the last episode. You can check that out, I believe. On a previous episode. Okay, so these are things that were people inserted into their penis. The medical emergency room had to get out. So we got crayons, a marker cap. Fuck. Chopstick. Oh my god. A ballpoint pen. Piece of toy pliers. What the fuck, man? Lollipop stick. Ouch. Coaxial cable. Even worse. Wedding ring. Jesus. Fuck. Wedding ring. Love you so much. I'm going to put it into my penis. I take you forever. Magnets. Maybe she put it up there for him. Screwdriver. And a bobby pin. Unable to achieve erection, I thought it would help. So he put a bobbing pin in his penis to help achieve erection, and he's got it stuck up there. Good job, bud. Alright, so into the vagina, we've had a toothbrush, metal and plastic container, tape, So a lady was being arrested by the police, so she took her cell phone and hid it from them. So she stuck it in her vagina. So that's how the cell phone got there. Perfume bottle. I guess if you had somewhere to put that, if you needed somewhere to put it. Makeup sponge, a large piece of underwear, a toy action figure. Oh, weird. A rubber ball and jumped off couch and landed on spoon. Oh, I jumped off the couch and I landed on the spoon because I'm sure that the spoon was just standing up right perfectly as you landed on it. Or, yeah, weird. You inserted it yourself. That's what happened. Okay, rectum. Wow, that's a big fucking list here. Rectum. So patient states he slipped in the shower and landed on a metal air freshener can. And it went into the rectum. Okay, sure, buddy. A folding knife. Ouch. A plastic toy about 6 inches long. A toothpick, a toothbrush, a toothbrush holder. So I guess plunger handle. So anything in the bathroom's up for fair game. Mattress foam, 2 razor blades, 2 small vibrators. Jesus Christ. Hell, once? Razor blades? Up your rectum? What the fuck? Dude. Condom wrapper, coat hanger, patient unsure how it got there. Sir, how did it get there? Did somebody put it there or did you put, oh, I don't know how it got there. But it's stuck up my asshole and you need to get it out. That's the main thing. It's true. Yeah, just get it out. A garden hose cap, a cigarette lighter, a toy hockey stick, a water gun, a bag of heroin, I guess smuggling, that makes sense. Coins, yeah. So you gotta keep your change somewhere. Egg timer. A small shampoo bottle. A large shampoo bottle. Are you fucking kidding me right now? It must be the skinny narrow ones. You would hope so. How big are these people's asshole rectums? After this, it's probably pretty fucking big. Oh my god. A light bulb. Must be a thick light bulb. Because you fucking smash the little ones, I guess. Yeah. The fucking thin ones, obviously. I don't know. You want to see how big was that light bulb? Smaller fucking LED ones or what? I accidentally got a dildo lodged in rectum and cut the end of the dildo off. Accidentally got a dildo lodged and cut the end of it off. Oh yeah, because that was a good fucking idea. I stuck a 4-inch butt plug up rectum yesterday. Handle broke. He continued to push the toy in. Ew, he. I guess that was... doesn't matter. I was using a prostate massager and it got sucked in. Just sucked in, and a Christmas ornament all removed from the rectum last year from the emergency rooms in the United States of America. All right, so we better get on here with the stories. Okay. If any of our listeners have ever had to go to the emergency room for anything, it'd be great. Try to drop us a line. I'll let you guys know at the end of the show how to reach out to me, and yeah, we can maybe feature your story on a future episode. So let's see, let's get to our next story here. This next story is from NewYorkPost.com. Apparently, paramedics didn't notice a woman fall out of the ambulance. Yes, you heard that right. So yeah, obviously when an ambulance comes, the EMS workers, first aid responders, whatever the fuck you want to call them, they come to the scene. They have to pick your ass up to help you because you were in an accident or someone else fucked up or you fucked up. Now you're hurt. Now you're in the ambulance. Now you're going somewhere. But they're supposed to help you, but this doesn't go as quite as planned. And let's get to the story here. A woman is lame for life after she tumbled out of the back of an ambulance in Russia. And the oblivious paramedics didn't notice for 16 miles, according to a new report. Wow. So it wasn't until 16 miles later they noticed they lost their patient. So I would assume they were both sitting up front listening to tunes or something. Or having a good conversation. I guess the door must have been open. Let's get to the story here. Galina Dmitriev, 56, was being shuttled between hospitals the day of the incident, which happened 8 months ago, but it's only now being disclosed, the mayor reported on Friday. Dmitriev, who was feeling dizzy and breathless, was at a Lipsk city hospital where doctors decided that she had not suffered a stroke and sent her to another district hospital instead, according to the report. Anyways, on the way there, the paramedics sat in front with the driver leaving her. Oh, okay. So she was being transferred, I believe. Blah, 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 blah. On her way there, the paramedics sat in the front with the driver, leaving her alone in the back. Let's see. When Dmitriev, a swimming pool cleaner, started feeling worse, she spoke up, only to be waved off. I felt increasingly unwell, she told Russian language outlet. I said, sorry, this article is like pretty fucked up. It's like too much, oh, blah, 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 a bunch of Russian words, and it says, report as reported by the mayor and all this shit. So sorry if I'm stalling. Okay, let's get to the point. I said to the one paramedic that I was unwell, she shouted at me, what do you want now? Sit quiet. Oh, wow. So paramedics were a little bit of a cocksuckers, it sounded like in the beginning here. I wonder if they just accidentally fell out of the ambulance. Anyway, let's get to the story once again. She tried to move closer to the paramedic to plead for help, but instead she tumbled against the improperly locked back door, which I guess apparently wasn't even locked. Everything went dark. I flew out onto the road, but the distracted ambulance crew continued to drive for another 16 miles before they realized what had happened, according to the report. She was eventually discovered laying in the road while another ambulance rushed her to the hospital. Dmitriev, who lives alone, said she broke her jaw, leg, and hip and has yet to receive an apology for what happened. More than half a year after the incident, she walks with crutches and struggles to speak. Oh, wow. So she really got fucked up from that ambulance. And well, she made it sound like the paramedics were a little bit rude to her or whatever in the beginning. And then the door was just improperly locked. So really wasn't locked as she went flying out. So authorities at first declined to open a criminal investigation into the negligence leading to health damage. Prosecutors overruled them. The outlet reported. The paramedic could spend up to a year behind bars and some staff members have been reprimanded. Wow. The hospital initially blamed Dmitriev, claiming she got out of the ambulance voluntarily, but later walked that back, according to the report. So yeah, they tried to blame her and then they had to back it up. They must have got found out, oh, you guys are bullshitting, you're trying to cover something up. So let's not make this any worse than it already is. But wow, make sure that back door is locked and don't fight with your paramedics. All right, that's probably the main point of the story here. Let's get to the next story here. Moving along. This article is from www.iflscience.com. I fucking love science. All right. Oh, no. So the headline says, teenager degloves penis and inverts scrotum into bike crash. Oh, my fucking God. Ouch. Yeah, I'm just going to get the story here. A new medical case report tells the story of how a teenager degloved his penis and ripped open his scrotum after suffering a freak accident on his bicycle. Ouch. As reported in BMJ case reports, the 14-year-old boy was cycling one-handed at walking pace along pavement while holding a drink when he collided with a parked car. Somehow, the handlebars ended up impaling his groin. He was rushed to the hospital in the British city of Oxford, where doctors found a large gash extending across his groin, the pubic bone, and down into his perineum. The part of the body between the anus and the genitals, as we talked about earlier, I still call that the chota. The injury also ripped and inverted his scrotum and partially degloved the penis. Ouch. So I guess the skin of his penis came off, degloved, like when a glove comes off, I guess their skin comes off. Oh my fuck. For those blissfully unaware of what degloving means, it describes an injury when the skin is completely torn off the underlying tissue and its blood supply is severed. Oh, on your penis, dude. Not good. Not good for business. Sorry, just trying to get my bearings here. All right. The teenager's injuries were so severe, doctors were able to see his corpus cavernosa, part of the penis sponge erectile tissue, and tunica vaginalis. What am I, a fucking doctor here now? The membrane that covers the testicle. All right, these big words. Thanks, science. Pediatric surgeons managed to close the wound successfully. Oh, yeah, I'm talking weird. All right. So pediatric surgeons managed to close the wound successfully. There's no other way to say it that way. And no significant neurovascular damage was found. Remarkably, the teenager was discharged from the hospital the following day with a course of antibiotics. During a 4-week follow-up appointment, he reported having normal sensation in that area and experienced no problem peeing. Oh wow, so it seems like he was recovering okay. It's unclear whether the injury will affect his sexual function, though. Okay, well, that's a pretty big part of your penis, so yeah. Yeah, you might want to still want that. Okay, the moral of the story is, according to the teenager's doctor, is to put a plastic covering at the end of your bike handlebars. They cite a previous study that looked at over 800 bicycle injuries in children, 21 of which were caused by the handlebars. Out of the 10 cases that resulted in life-threatening trauma to the lower abdomen, 10 of them were caused by handlebars that had no plastic covering in the ends. Yes, and I've even had that happen before, man. You go like almost ass over tea kettle on the bike, but sometimes your groin hits that one part on the top. Oh my God, which holds the handlebars and shit together to the front of your bike, and you hit it. So basically, if you jam on the front brakes, especially when you're younger, you jam on the wrong brakes, the front brakes, and you're going fast, then your whole bottom body and your momentum's going to go forward, and your groin is going to crush into that part. Ouch. Not good. Not good. That poor kid, though. Oh, my God. And degloved his penis skin. That is just so fucking crazy. All right. And not good. oh, my God. Gross. Do you have a story like that out there, folks? Please share it with me. I'll let you know how you can reach out to me at the end of the show. Our next story here is from sciencealert.com. This man had a drug parcel stuck inside his nose for 18 years. Wow. Drugs up his nose for 18 fucking years. Prisoners can be rather creative when it comes to smuggling and contraband. One such individual in Australia filled a balloon with marijuana and hid it inside his nasal cavity, successfully eluding detection. Clever, right? Unfortunately, he was a little too successful. The mass stayed up there for nearly 2 decades. Fuck. The 48-year-old man's medical journey began with headaches that eventually saw him getting scans to uncover the underlying cause. After a few probing questions, he admitted he experienced a stuffy nose on the right side for years, as well as recurrent infections. Scans revealed a firm gray mass in the man's right nasal cavity. So ear, nose, and throat specialist at the hospital in Sydney performed an endoscopic under general anesthetic to remove it, revealing a rubber capsule containing degenerate vegetable plant matter. Oh, which was probably the marijuana, of course. Eventually, the medical staff heard the full story when the patient was incarcerated at the age of 30. His girlfriend stopped by with a tiny gift. To get the small bag of marijuana past the guards, the inmate slipped the contraband up his right nostril. Getting it inside was clearly easier than getting it out, though. In trying to fish out the package, the man only pushed it up further into his nose. At some point, he became convinced the balloon had slipped back down his throat and was lost for good. To be fair to the patient, losing track of this drug package was easy for him to do. If you think you've accidentally swallowed it, but 18 years later, it gave doctors a great world's first medical report to submit. Wow. And that stayed up to his mouth. That stayed up his nose for many, many fucking years. You know, he probably even forgot about it at one point. Yeah, like he said, he just thought that he fucking swallowed it. Didn't really think too much of it. But he had marijuana up his nose that fucking long. I wonder if he would just smell it. Like, well, no, I guess the bag stayed up there. Fuck, those bags really, really bad for the environment and bad for your fucking nose, apparently. I think that's it for today's show. Hope you had a good time. Please subscribe. Leave a comment. Come back. Follow us on Facebook at Snooze You Lose Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Snooze You Lose 1. And you can follow us on Instagram, Snooze You Lose Podcast. Thank you. Come back again.